So I welcome all of you for this in-between program, we can say. The idea is we want to spend as much time as possible with Krishna on Janmashtami, and this part is meant to give you some good taste for Krishna's pastimes. I will be reciting from the Gopal Champu about the appearance of Krishna, and then we will have a kirtan with Gaur Krishna and others, and punctually at 11:30 we will have a slight presentation in the tent. It's called In Search of Krishna. It's really beautiful. We put the two brothers from Zagreb put it together. It's really nice. And then right after the slideshow, we will go to the midnight darshan of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan in the temple room. Yes, it said with the limitation of people taking darshan and switch of devotees every 20 minutes. Let's see how that will work. But we try our best. Good. So I just need to know when to finish this here. And Gaur Krishna, Gaur Govinda, I think you are making everything ready, right? Yes. But you have to do it really fast, you know, like a professional, because everyone will look at what is happening at the screen and not sing. We are the Hare Krishna people, so we... that's all. Good. Thank you. Sri Gauranga. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Nakisna re hare hare Rama hare Rama 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 hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Rama Amen. Hare Krishna, welcome all of you who have come from near and far to listen to the Katha. Many people are bewildered about where exactly did Krishna appear. Some say he is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Others say he is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. And I think it's important for us to know what is true. Or is both true? There is a very great acharya in our sampradaya, a teacher of truth. His name is Raghunath Das Goswami, and he has written, "Oh, I praise Gokula, where the Lord of Braja, Nanda Maharaj, one day was so happy that he donated jubilantly 200,000 young cows that were decorated with gold and strings of pearls, as well as heaps of divine ornaments and a mountain of sesame to the Brahmanas." You might say, "Oh wow, this Nanda Maharaj really gave charity. Why did he give charity?" Well, he gave charity because he was so happy on the occasion of Sri Krishna's birth festival. That means, according to this verse, Krishna was born in Vrindavan. When there are in the Bhagavatam many statements that Krishna was born in Mathura, that's about 15 or 20 kilometers away from Vrindavan, which is true. And I don't know, some of you, I think, want to be devotees of Krishna. You should know, you know, when I want to devote my life to someone, I should know about him and all the information. And I do hope, if this little wristwatch is my friend today, that I can clarify why I don't know anything, but that I can give happiness to your heart so that you know the answer. You must know that in Vrindavan there was a great king. He was considered to be the father of all the residents of Vrindavan. His name was Nanda Maharaj, and he had a very, very virtuous as Tugendhaft wife, who was known as Yashoda. They were a little elderly already. Nanda Maharaj was quite old. And although he was loved by his citizens, although he was practically worshipped with so much love, he had one great sadness in his heart. A sadness which also his good wife Yashoda had. They were not having any child. Who would be the next one who would continue what Nanda Maharaj had started? And what is about the Vedic scriptures who say that in a Grihastha ashram it is good to have children? Yashoda mostly sat down. Her head was hanging like this in great sadness. and she was crying day and night because of wanting so badly a child. When Nanda Maharaj saw the condition of his wife, he also became distressed. He tried to say something which soothed Yashoda, but she cried even more. One day he said, "There is no use in crying. Whatever providence has in store for us, that will come. Whatever is our fate, that has to come. There is some logic behind it. We may not understand, but there is no blind chance." His wife said, "My dear husband, I see that you want to give up to have a child. But let me inform you, we have tried everything to get a child, except for one thing. We have not yet performed the Dvadasi Parama Vrata, a certain vow, which means that the day after Ekadasi, you are fasting and doing a lot of austerity." So Nanda Maharaj said to his wife, "My dear wife, if it is your desire that we perform this vow, then let us happily do it." He immediately called his priest and said, "We want to do this vrata and this vow. And then, but we don't know how to do it. Please tell us." And the priest explained everything. My dear devotees, this gives us a good idea when we are having a very strong desire in our heart, but it is not fulfilled. There are procedures, and they all have to do with curbing or cutting down on your sense gratification and doing something for the pleasure of the Lord. Each year there is the Kartik Vrata, but there is one Vrata which comes every 4 years. It's the Purushottam Vrata. Anyone knows when that starts? I would like to know. Excuse me? In September this year. What? 20th of September it starts. It's when you do this, when you observe special spiritual activities for this month of Purushottam, all your desires are fulfilled. And if you want to know what to do, I will give some suggestions on the computer what to do. No? So they performed this vow for one entire year. They didn't drink anything, they didn't eat anything, and they just performed worship and puja. And after 1 year, something very unusual happened. It was early in the morning and Nanda Maharaj was still asleep when he had a dream. And in this dream, Lord Hari appeared with him and expressed, "I'm very, very satisfied with you. Your desire will soon be fulfilled. You will not get an ordinary son. No, in every kalpa," that's a huge duration of time, "I come as your son. And in this kalpa, I will also come as your son. I will manifest my lilas as a little small boy." in your home. Every day you will see my pastimes and you will be very happy. Nanda Maharaj had this dream. He immediately woke up at the end of the dream and he awakened his good wife Yashoda Rani. And he said, I had this dream that the Lord came personally and he said he would become our son. What do you think about it? Yashoda said, I also had such a dream. Let us take our early morning bath in the Yamuna to purify ourselves completely. And then when we come out of the Yamuna, let us distribute in charity cows, jewels, everything, so that the blessings of the Brahmanas will be with us and our desires will be fulfilled. That's another very important thing in life, the blessings of spiritually advanced souls. When you can get these blessings, nothing is impossible. So everyone who came that morning to see Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda after their bath was totally pleased, because the couple distributed so much charity. It said the devatas came, that is the demigods, munis came, rishis came, they all took the guise of beggars. Means they were pretending to be beggars. And at the end of the charity, they all shouted very loudly, Nanda Maharaj ki! Yashoda Devi ki! Jai! Then Nanda Maharaj returned home and performed his puja of Bhagavan Vishnu. So just at that time, when he had ended his puja, the gatekeeper, the watchman who had been outside of the palace of Nanda Maharaj came inside and informed Nanda Maharaj of something. He said, you know, outside the door is a saintly lady. She's dressed in saffron. She seems to be a brahmacharini. Nanda Maharaj thought, well, in the morning, Lord Hari appeared to me. Then I gave donations and charity to everyone who came. This is a special day. Let that saintly lady come in. And he went to the door with the watchman and welcomed the saintly lady. Do you have any idea who that could be? Purnamasi. She is always dressed in saffron. She has white hair like this. And she is a yogini, a very powerful personality. And Nanda Maharaj gave her a seat and washed her feet. When Yashoda Mata saw that this saintly yogini had arrived, she started to cry. She could not stop herself. Purnamasi took Yashoda Mata on her lap and she put her hand on Yashoda's head and said, my dear queen, very soon a nice son will come and take birth. Hearing this, all the cowherd men And cowherd women shouted, Nanda Rani ki! Nanda Maharaj and Nanda Rani, no? The wife of Nanda Maharaj. When Nanda Maharaj's brother heard the news, he became so joyful and said, Wow, when that child comes, finally, we have waited for many years, then we know that our village Gokula will become a place of pilgrimage. All the inhabitants of Brajabhumi became very, very joyful upon hearing the news of the ascetic lady, and the whole of Vrindavan offered obeisances to the Purnamasi Devi. So now we need to hear what happened. How did Yashoda conceive Krishna? How did Krishna enter her? Listen very carefully. For an entire year, Nanda and his wife had observed the Vat Vrata. Does anyone of you remember? Dwadasi Vrata, yes, wonderful. Then, on the night of the Krishna Pratipat, the first day of the dark fortnight of the month of Magha, Nanda Maharaj had again a dream. He saw how a blue child entered. And then he saw that this child, at first he saw this child was moving in the sky. Have you ever seen a child moving in the sky? Not usually, I think. It's very extraordinary. But Nanda Maharaj looked in the sky and he saw a blue child walking in the sky. Then the next thing he saw, a girl with a golden effulgence in the sky, and both of them, the blue boy and the golden girl, entered into Nanda Maharaj's body. Wow, that was extraordinary. They came into his heart, and then Nanda Maharaj saw, there's this blue boy in my heart, and this golden girl is in my heart. Then all of a sudden, both of them smiled at him, moved out of the heart and into the womb of Mother Yashoda. In this way, Yashoda Mata became pregnant. When the gopas and gopis heard this blissful news, they became even more blissful, and they every day had a every day they had a festival celebrating Yashoda Mata's pregnancy. Imagine if this every day they were just celebrating, dancing, singing, offering food to the deities in Nanda Gram, and then distributing it, talking so many things, because they understood time is coming where this blue boy, this little boy will appear in Nanda Gram. Now after 8 months of pregnancy, an astrologer said and gave the exact time. And when the time came, the best of the nurses said to Yashoda Rani, it's time, queen, to give birth. We have built a special place for you to give birth to your child. Come with me. the child will be born today. Immediately this house was decorated with flowers, with festoons, with everything you auspicious you can imagine. Golden pots filled with water, which was sanctified by mantras, were put everywhere. This is what was done in old times. When a woman would give birth to a child, a very special place was made for her. A nurse would come with her. No man was allowed. This was a purely feminine activity. And then in a very happy atmosphere, they would give birth. Now when the birth, so just on that day, all the ladies stayed awake at night. But because Krishna wanted to appear in his own ways, he put everyone to sleep by his yoga maya potency. Everyone was sleeping, including Yashoda Mata. No one was awake. Then the Lord just came out of the womb of Mother Yashoda. And that child was known as the Prutaratna, a son like an invaluable jewel. This little child was lying alone next to Yashoda. There was only one oil lamp burning. Yashoda was peacefully resting. All the other gopis were peacefully resting. And Krishna looked at the oil lamp and said, "Everyone is resting except for you, my dear lamp." And the lamp said, "Yes, I've waited for many lifetimes to witness how you would appear." Then Krishna said something. Can you imagine what he said? He said to the oil lamp, "Om." He just omed to the oil lamp. Exactly at the time when Yashoda Mata gave birth to Krishna, something happened at another place in Mathura. Vasudev and Devaki had been put into prison, and in the midst of the prison, in a dark night, in a totally dark prison, Devaki gave birth to another child. It was simultaneously the same event was taking place. So Devaki saw that the child came out in a four-armed form. He was dressed with a golden crown. In one hand he was holding a club, in another a fire wheel, in a third one a lotus, and in the fourth hand a shankha, means a conch shell. Devaki, imagine, the child comes which is bigger than the mother. From where did he come? He could not possibly be in my womb. And this Vishnu form said to Devaki, "Mother." And that is all she needed to hear. So Krishna was born where? in Vrindavan. You have heard from Gopal. Thank you for remembering it in such big numbers. And Vishnu was born in Mathura. Yes. Of course, what's the difference between Krishna and Vishnu? That's a complicated theological fact. Let's say here, to make it simple, they are one and the same and different. So, when Devaki saw this beautiful sun, she paid obeisances with folded hands and offered prayer. And her husband Vasudev was so satisfied that he immediately took bath. You may ask, well, it was a prison. How could he take bath in the prison? Oh, inquisitive devotees, he took a bath in his mind, a mental bath, a meditative bath. And he, in his mind also, gave charity to so many people. I want to say something on this. When you cannot do something in physical reality, you can do it in your mind. And you will see how somehow, when you have something very strong in your mind, it will become a physical reality. So the amazing sun said, immediately, Vasudev, take me out of here and bring me to Vrindavan, to Gokula Vrindavan, and put me on the lap of Yashoda Mata. Vasudev stood there, this huge child with a, how can I carry you? That Vishnu form immediately became a small little boy, and Vasudev picked him up. The prison doors opened, the shackles and chains fell to the side, and he immediately was free to leave. So at the time when Vasudev was leaving the prison, something happened in Vrindavan. Yashoda, who was still sleeping while Krishna was next to her and had spoken to the oil lamp, Yashoda gave birth to a second child. She was a golden looking girl. It was Yogamaya. So when Vasudev, who had just come out of the prison, walked and walked towards Vrindavan, he came to the bank of the Yamuna River. And there on the bank of the Yamuna River, a big storm broke loose. And as he was still thinking, how can I cross the Yamuna River, which is now so full of heavy waves, he saw a fox going through the river and showing the path. Some say this was Mahamaya. So as he was carrying in a basket Vishnu through the Yamuna, this Vishnu, I want to say the simple version. Yamuna Devi was so ecstatic that she jumped up and touched the hand of the small, the feet of the small baby. And to protect Vasudev, a mystical snake with so many heads, Ananta Shesha, came behind them and served as an umbrella. So when Vasudev finally reached the other side, he came to the quarters of Nanda Maharaj. There, he put the sun on the lap of Yashoda and took instead the girl with him. Do you know why he did this? Yes, I can read your thoughts. Because of Kamsa, yes, the evil demon Kamsa in Mathura wanted to kill the eighth child of his wife Devaki, who would be a boy. So he thought, let me go to the wife of my friend, and if she has given birth to a girl, I will exchange the children, take the girl, bring the girl back to Mathura, and Kamsa will see not a boy was born, not a male person was born, but a female child was born. In this way, I will protect my child, and also the child of Yashoda will not be harmed, because Kamsa will see that there is no reason to fear. There is no male child which is born. This, my dear devotees, in the briefest possible way, explains the mystery and the confusion around Krishna's birth. It is a presentation which is built on the subjects of the Bhagavatam. It is a mystery. It is not so easy to understand, because we actually have no Vergleichsmöglichkeit. We can't compare this with anything, because nothing in this world is like Krishna's birth. It's extraordinary how he appeared. First, he was visible to Nanda Maharaj as a child walking in the sky. My God, this is so wonderful. I can remember a song like this about Krishna, how he walked in the sky. Then he appeared together with Yogamaya in the mind of or heart of Nanda Maharaj, and from there he went right into Yashoda Rani's womb. Therefore, Krishna is a Brijbasi. He is a Vrindavan person. He is not a Mathura person. Vishnu is a Mathura person. Hare Krishna. Could you follow? Good. I want to end here by calling a few times. Si Krishna Bhagavan ki jay, Si Nandalal Krishna ki jay, Si Yashoda Nandan Krishna ki jay, Sri Vrindavan Chandra Krishna ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much. We will now have a kirtan by Gokrishna and others I hear here, and we will then be ready at 11:30 for this slideshow In Search of Krishna. I think everyone who searches after Krishna will find him, especially at this day, and let us see if this will work for you. So Hare Krishna.